We round out Maseches Megillah with the last three Mishnayos in Perek Dalid. Mishnah Ches HaOmer, one who says, Eino over lefnei ha-teva, will not serve as the chazan bitzivuin with colored clothing. Af belevanim yol yavar. That person should not be allowed to daven for the Amud even wearing white clothing. Why? Because this sounds like some kind of superstitious or idolatrous practice that he won't serve as the chazan without white clothing, and therefore we disqualify him from this practice, from davening. Besandal, any over, the person says, I won't daven for the Amud wearing shoes. Af yachif lo yavor. He also shouldn't daven for the Amud wearing no shoes, being barefoot, because we're concerned also this is some kind of strange non-Jewish superstition. Ha'osa tefillah, so agula, somebody who makes the shape of their tefillin into a circle, a round ball. Sakana, it's a danger because it could be compressed into the skull because of the shape. Ve'ein ba mitzvah, it doesn't have a mitzvah because we have halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that the tefillin are supposed to be square. If you ever take a look, if you have the opportunity to see how tefillin are made, they're made from ore, from leather, and they're put into a specific mold and measured so that these should be a square. Nisana al mitzcho, if the person put it on their forehead, down toward their eyebrows, o al pas yodo, or on the palm of their hand, harizu derech aminus, this is the way of heretics. Why? Because heretics don't accept the oral tradition. We believe in the Masorah of Moshe Rabbeinu in getting Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. So when it says Bein Inecha, between your eyes, the Gemara has a drush, has a tradition that it has to be up where near the top, further toward the top of your head, where there's that soft spot area for an infant. And similarly, Al Yadecha means on the lower half of your bicep, not on your hand, literally. Tzipan Zav, if you covered them, your tefillin, with gold, and a sana abes unkali shalo, and you put it on your sleeve, harezu derech achitzonim. This is in the way of the outsiders. Again, people who follow their own idea, but don't follow the tradition, the Ma'amorei Chazal. There is an incredible shaila, an absolutely incredible shaila in the Tshuvas Mima Makam of Ephraim Oshri, who was asked by a man who lo aleinu can even imagine was wearing tefillin on his way out walking toward a labor site from a work camp, and he was overseen by a group of German guards, the Nazis. Someone caught him, and unfortunately they beat him, and in addition to beating him and terrorizing him, they took the left arm where he puts on his tefillin on his bicep, and they carved into it with a knife a cross. What was his shaila to Rav Oshri afterwards? This is mamish incredible, mesiras nefesh, you can imagine. He says his shaila is, he wants to continue to put on wearing tefillin, he wants to put on his tefillin, but he feels such a bizayon when he reaches up and lifts his sleeve. Can he put the tefillin on top of the sleeve, or is that a chatzitza? What an incredible mesiras nefesh for the mitzvah of tefillin. Mishnah test. Ha'omer, a person says, Yivarchu chatovim, that the good ones should bless you. The tovim, that only the tzaddikim should bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harezu derech aminus. This is heretical because all Jews, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba, we believe that all Jews are Jews, even those who are Rishoyim, Rachmana Litzlan. Even the Posha Yisrael, the sinners, we have to include them in the Jewish people, and we can't throw them away. Al Kan Tzibur Yagi Rachamecha, somebody who says, oh, Hashem, you are merciful to the edge of a bird's nest. Alluding to the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, which is sending away the mother bird, which sounds like it has an element of compassion in it. However, the Gemara points out that even though, yes, there is, of course, an element of compassion there, but if you're just trivializing the mitzvos to say that the exclusive purpose of mitzvos is for our human comprehension, then that's not acceptable. We have to understand that, yes, there is a lesson to be learned from mitzvos, there is a time of Tikra, but that's not the full definition of a mitzvah. Al Tov Yizachar Shemecha, somebody says, oh, we should only bless God on the good things. That's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he delivers everything into the world, and we have to, even though ultimately it's latav of it, it's for good, we have to bless even on Dayan Hemes, even on tragedy, we call it as we see it. And therefore we can't just say Al Tov Yizachar Shemecha on the good. Modim Modim, somebody who repeats the word Modim, Mishatkin Oso, we silence him. Why? Because it sounds like he's saying thank you to this God and thank you to the other God. Of course, there is only one God, so you can't say modim, modim. Hamachana ba'arayos, somebody Kinoi is a nickname. So somebody, when they read the Arayos, the portions of illicit relationships, doesn't translate them accurately and uses euphemistic terminology. Mishatkin also, we silence him, because we have to understand that when we talk about legal principles, even though, of course, we always use a language of tznias and sensitivity, but we have to call it like it is, and we can't cloud it and be inaccurate about what these types of inappropriate or inadmissible sexual relationships are. If someone does that, mishatkin also, we silence them. Ha'omer u'mizarach alo sitin lahar lamolech. They read the pasuk in Parshas Achrimos that says, don't give your children to pass the molech, which was an ancient idol. And they read it, u'mizarach alo sitin la'abra ba'aramayusa. Don't give over your child to a Gentile woman. La'abra ba'aramayusa, like Arami. Mishatkin also benazifa. He's silenced with a rebuke, because obviously that's a total mistranslation. That pasuk has nothing to do with intermarriage. That's about actual service of Avodah Zarah Mamish. Last Mishnah of the Masechta. Maisa Ruvain, the story of Ruvain. Nikra is read v'lo matargim. We don't gloss over the controversial sections in Tanakh. They are read and they are understood. But when it comes to public readings where things could be misconstrued, so we read it, but we don't have a translator because it's not giving it the proper context. Maisa Tamar, Nikra Umetargim, the episode, unfortunately, of Tamar, who was attacked and molested by her brother. The children of David HaMelech had this very terrible, unfortunate incident. It's read and it's translated. Maisa Egel Rishon, the first part of the incident of the golden calf, that's Nikra Umetargim. It's read and it's translated. Vahasheni, Nikra Velo Umetargim. It's read, but it's not translated. Birchas Kohanim, the Birchas Kohanim, Maisa David Va'amnon, the story of David and Amnon, Lo Nikra Velo Umetargim. They're not read and they are not translated. So you wonder, what does it mean? If it's not read and it's not translated, so why is it written? The answer is, the Rebbe Shalom wants us to know the truth. Chosam HaShal Kosh Baruch Hu Emes, we always have to be conscious and aware of exactly what it is that we're looking at. And we can't gloss over the truth, and we can't pretend that these unpleasant episodes didn't happen. The same way that there are certain words that are written in the Tochacha that are so vulgar, we recite them in a different way than they are written. Like the word Yishgalena is recited Yishgavena when it comes to the discussion about Jewish women being violated by enemies. However, this delicate balance is that on the one hand, yes, we are careful when we speak these words to make sure that they are said b'tznias, and at the same time, they have to be called, they have to be understood exactly as they are. So they are written as they are to be understood from a truthful standpoint, but when it comes to reading them and presenting them in public, so then we're going to be more cautious how we present it generally. Ein maftinu b'merkava. You don't read from Haftorah, from the Maaser Merkava, from the discussion of the chariot of the heavenly celestial fears, because people will obviously misunderstand that. Rabbi Yudamat, Rabbi Yudah says it's mutter. Rabbi Lezer says, Ein maftirin behodes Yerushalayim. We don't read a Haftorah that it's a section of Yechezkel that unfortunately speaks about the shame and the embarrassment of Yerushalayim, because we want to be positive. And generally speaking, this is part of our tradition, which is that on the one hand, we codify the words in the Nevi'im that are critical and that are censuring us and that are doling out punishment. But at the same time, we want to maintain that unwavering hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always holds out his hand for us. Atanos and Yad Laposhim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants us to come back, even when we are wayward. Shuvu Vanu Shovavim. And ultimately, that's how we end this Masechta of Megillah, where we started, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us in a situation where things were extremely bleak, and the Gemara identifies that there were things that we did which we shouldn't have done, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, Matzilenu Miyadam, just like he does Bechol Dar V'Dar. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.